Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. I want to just dive into the world of parenting. And the first thing I want to talk about is discipleship, because we talk about discipleship all the time on this podcast. And it's something that I think we need to constantly remind ourselves of, and we need to constantly be trained in the world of discipleship. And so you talked about your kids. You've got four grown children. They're all successful. And I always hesitate to use the word successful, because how do you define that? You know, what does success mean in this world today? So instead of saying, how do we raise our kids to be successful? Let me ask this. How do we raise our kids to be biblically successful, to do what God has created them to do?
You know, it really starts with the man in the mirror. And if we are living, the values, we have a chance. That's our beginning chance to passing those on. And so people do what people see. And so it behooves us to really be constantly growing in our faith and our understanding of what is a biblical life. Yeah. And so as the children go through life with us, they begin to have some context for what the teaching actually looks like. And so we can't overlook the fact that we've got to be living it first if we're going to pass it on. You know, there's all kinds of ways to communicate the values, but seeing it lived out is essential. We were talking a little earlier before we started the show about your home and the impact on others. And, you know, what happens at home, we've always said that's what normal is, what happens in our house. And so that determines what is a normal biblical living. What is normal kindness? What is normal generosity? What does that look like? And so we do have to first live it, but we do also need to have a plan for communicating it. And we always use books. You know, the bedtime routine was so important to us, because somehow there's a magical moment with children whenever they start to get horizontal, that their hearts and their minds are open to principles and values and discussions of things that are important, more than the someone took my doll today. You know, it was, what do I dream about? What do I want to be like? And, you know, so we use the bedtime to talk about values, and books helped us. So we always were on the lookout for books that had good principles, you know, and they didn't even have to be Christian books, but if they were books that had character traits, we loved those. And the children loved them.
Yes, good books are so very important, because it does open up a whole world of being able to explore together, and you experience these stories together, but it also teaches what we're trying to teach our kids. You and I, before we jumped on, actually, we were talking about Ginger Hubbard's new book. She's got two new books that are out, and one of them is called Sam and the Sticky Situation. And we have some friends that we've been reading this book to, and they love this book, and it's all about whining. And it's so funny, because we read this and they just want to listen to this book over and over and over and over again. I read it 5 times yesterday. And so it's such a sweet book, but it's a book that teaches Christ-like character and teaches kids to kind of open their eyes towards, you know, the sin of whining. And there's another one about lying. And it's so cool to be able to read books and experience that with our kids and teach them lessons that they don't even know they're being taught. To them, it's just a fun story. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.